The group of 14 men and women represent African countries from the South, the East, and the West. Their first stop was the downtown Raleigh Convention Center. Donna Maria Harris, with Raleigh's Office of Sustainability, was the tour guide. She spoke slow and clear for an audience that included translators.
And this tour is an opportunity for visitors and residents to actually see up close and personal how sustainability impacts their daily lives.
Robert Henson with the Sustainability Office escorted these African visitors to the rooftop, where solar panels produce enough power to light 75 to 100 homes.
This particular facility is a 500 kilowatt facility.
For us, this is quite useful, you know, to say, you know, even beyond just a household, a business can actually look at this as an option.
Nkonzo Mklongo lives in Durban, South Africa, and works in the sugar industry. She held her tablet up high, recording and snapping photos of the solar panels atop the convention center. Mklongo says she would like to see more projects like this back home.
For us, solar, because we are also in South Africa looking at sustainable ways of generating electricity. So for us, this is one of the ideas, you know, that we're looking at.
After the climb down from the roof, the group walked a short block down Salisbury Street to see a solar-powered electric vehicle charging station, a rare sight in North Carolina. The men in the group seemed especially impressed.
Vous voulez dire la vitesse ou l'autonomie?
La vitesse.
La vitesse.
Ouais.
Yeah, so the car can go up to 90 miles?
Yeah, 90 miles.
Ouais, ça peut aller jusqu'à quelque chose comme 130.
Walter's Chen is from the southwest region of Cameroon. This is his first time in the United States, and actually, his trip to the States was his first time on an airplane. So the 25-year-old did not hesitate to ask if he could take a spin in a Nissan Leaf.
This is my first time driving an electric car.
I would assume, because many people have not driven an electric car.
Yeah, it's my first time, so it's really an accomplishment, because I think many people didn't know I'll do it, and I did it.
Chin manages a sustainable tourism nonprofit that teaches teenagers to be hikers and tour guides.
The whole idea about going green really blows me off right back at home, because in going green back at home, what we are doing, we are planting trees. But coming in Raleigh, I've seen the other part of going green, which is all about solar panel, and it's something that I'm not used to, or it's something that I've never seen.
Chin and the others are a part of the U.S. State Department's International Visitor Leadership Program. The group stopped in New York and Washington, D.C. before Raleigh. The International Affairs Council of North Carolina requested the Raleigh Walking Tour to meet visitors' requests to see sustainability and innovation in action. Emmanuel Wambo is from Cameroon and works in microfinance. Wambo says he appreciates the way government and even universities put citizens at the center of their work.
Where I'm from, universities are kind of removed.
Juste la théorie.
It's more theoretical. It's not really on the ground.
C'est mon plus grand enseignement ici, c'est-à-dire que l'université, on associe l'université à tout ce qu'on fait dans la recherche technologique.
So that's the biggest thing I've learned, that universities are really involved in research and technology.
The visitors certainly learned a lot on their tour. Harris says she learned a lot, too.
The thing I liked about this group is that they had a knowledge base, and they are entrepreneurs. And so they were asking questions not just about the technology itself, but about the financing, behind the technology. They made sure that we were on our P's and Q's.
After Raleigh, these African visitors headed to San Francisco and then Chicago. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.